So, man, it was so crowded out there. Look like we got some stuff jumping off with Blog Talk. Blog Talk lovers, it seems like they don't want us to leave. But it is what it is, El Boogie. You know, WWTO Radio, man, coming in full effect. But Vegas was cool, man. I appreciate you doing what you did for me on Friday, man. It, you know, when you get out of town, you need your navigation and you got to get where you need, man. I was late for the game. And, boy, I tell you, El Boogie, it was all right, though. We made it to the semifinals. Lost to a team who was fundamentally more sound than us. But, you know, I must say I was very impressed with the team. Not only the team, but very impressed with my son on how he was able to perform over the weekend. So I tell you, but it was great. It was just busy. Spent a lot of money in Las Vegas, you know, walking up and down that strip, man, cost your arm and a leg at times. So, you know, it is what it is. We back. Made it through that funky storm, all this dust everywhere, man, but it is what it is. It's humid, still triple digits. It didn't matter if you was in Las Vegas or Arizona, man. Still triple digits. It's just as hot out there as it is out here. So you know what it is. How was your weekend, big brother? I see you sent me a kite with your war wound. What's up with the war wound, baby?
Well, you know, Ro, I went to the doctor and doctor told me another 2 weeks in the cast, so they asked me what color did I want to pick out, and they had some Army fatigue camouflage. I said, man, I need that. We going to war. You know what I mean? So the journey starts, and, yeah, they gave me the war wound, the camouflage, you know, cast. So I'm back in effect. They can't keep me down, man. I thought I was going to get in the booth, be able to walk, but, hey, you know, I want to be able to, you know what I'm saying, walk right. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel you on that. I feel you on that. Well, it is what it is, man. Hey, while we were down there, man, you know, after this week, you got the Team USA Basketball who started up today. Out there in Las Vegas, and the team's actually got an opportunity to check out some of the players that were showing up on Friday and Saturday evening out there in Las Vegas. So the Team Legacy got an opportunity to check out CP3 and Steph Curry. They were out there at a little ping pong, little challenge tournament that they were having out there between the Team USA Basketball and some other people out there. So, you know, it's big things happening in Vegas, man. Vegas is one of those places who don't, they like New York, man. They don't sleep at all. It's just something always happening out there. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get these guys from Team USA to prepare themselves for Brazil 2016 because we had the FIFA World Cup out, you know, in Brazil. So in 2016, that's where the real Olympics will be held in a couple more years. So, you know, we're going to see what these boys can do in a warm-up session to, you know, prepare themselves to contend for that FIBA World Championship. So, you know, it's a lot of things going on in Vegas. I saw Paul George walking down the strip one night. I think that was late Saturday night, about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know how it goes. So, yeah, man, they out there. So it's going down. And we'll definitely get into more about U.S. Team USA Basketball. After a while, but yeah, man, what's on the hot topic? I hear you, boy. Hey, I'm happy today, man. I heard that a judge the rule that your boy Donald Sterling has to sell the Los Angeles Clippers. I told you we weren't gonna be talking about this boy all the time, but when you get news to where they tell you that the judge has cleared the way for the team to be sold. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the league, El Boogie, on Donald Sterling having to sell his Los Angeles Clippers team, man?
Well, I'm thinking that it has to be a good thing because I'm telling you, I was really looking for these guys to take a stance, you know, for them to not feed into the situation where, hey, man, you know, we don't want to play for a guy like this. And other NBA ball players to take a stand as well. I'm still waiting for it. If they don't get rid of it, I'm looking for those guys to, you know, do something about that. So it's great for those guys, the NBA, for it to go on. And the thing about it, I'm glad that it's going on during the off season, because if it was going on during the regular season, I would have a problem with guys playing. So I'm glad it's in the off season. Guys can, you know what I mean, think about it and do that thing. But I'm so happy that, excuse me, that they're expediting the situation or the issue. So I'm real happy about that. And speaking of the NBA, Ro, your boy Paul Millsap, he got invited to the U.S., you know, to the U.S., you know, team. What you think about that? Millsap added on.
Yeah, we needed that, L Boogie, for the simple fact that, you know, we got Blake Griffin, who has said that he's not going to participate in this Team USA basketball little summer adventure that's coming up. And then you have Kevin Love, who also pulled out as far as, you know, his contract concerns and him not being on a, you know, still up in trade talk and things like that. So with those big guys actually, you know, not attending this training camp or going to play in this year summer session, I think that it was a great idea to get Paul Millsap. And right along with Paul Millsap, I think we need to go ahead and go on and get the big dog Al Jefferson a chance too, because you know, we're going to need some big guys to score down low, because when you start playing these foreign teams and these international teams, we all know what they can do good. They can shoot, and you need guys who can play defense on these guys as well as kill them in the paint. So, you know, I think it's a big deal for them to have Paul Millsap out there, because he can score and he can do what he needs to do at his position. So I think it's a great pickup for Team USA to invite Paul Millsap out there to Las Vegas to make that 12-man cut, and hopefully it makes it, because we're going to need him right next to LaMarcus Aldridge to solidify that paint, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm surprised. Is Andre Drummond on the team?
I believe, yes, Andre Drummond is on the team as well for the USA. But, you know, sometimes you need some guys in there with some pessimism, you know what I mean? And not taking anything away from Andre Drummond. I know that he's a up-and-coming talent, only been in the league. This is third year coming up. But, L Boogie, I would say this, you know, Paul Millsap have been doing this thing for quite a while, and I just think experience as far as a veteran is concerned, I think Paul Millsap will help you in those areas more than Andre Drummond. Not taking anything away from Drummond. I like the kid. I just think that his, you know, his age right now, and as far as him being his time in the league is nothing compared to Paul Millsap. But like I said, not taking anything away from Andre Drummond. I think he can go out there and do a good job, but Paul Millsap is Paul Millsap, you know? You know what I mean?
Exactly. I think it's good because Paul can handle the rock too, and he can shoot, so that's going to help them out with that. He's versatile, and that's what the European game is all about, is at that position being able to shoot that three and rebound, and that's what he does well. Is Derrick Rose, and then they bring back Derrick Rose. Why are they bringing back Derrick Rose, someone who gets hurt? Why didn't Jay Crowder,
you know,
somebody from the Chicago Bulls step in? They want to play Derrick Rose so bad. You know what I mean? Or he wants to get back. I mean, I would be twiddling my thumbs right now.
No, don't twiddle your thumbs, man. Just. You know, you're going to have to let it be what it be. That situation is kind of a tricky one, L Boogie, for the simple fact that, you know, we haven't seen this guy play all season, or let's say the last two seasons, to be honest with you. But I think that this is something that D. Rose wants to do. I believe D Rose can manage to get through this summer because it's a confidence booster for your L Boogie when you're able to go out, play with a team of all stars where you don't have to do as much in order to help your team win. So I think by him playing with Team USA, I think it's going to help build his confidence, even though he said his confidence is through the roof. I think this is just one of those situations that will help him going into the season, knowing that he has played a summer without being injured or feeling any pain in that knee or that ankle or whatever it may be. You know, it can build your confidence like no other. So we saw what happened last year when Tony Parker and Boris Diaw and what they did last year in the summer, they won it. And you saw how they came back with a vengeance this year and played and went out and won a title. So if there's any encouraging signs to see, it would be that I would run it off of, just watching Tony Parker and Boris Diaw have their confidence built and went out, not only won a Euro championship, but came out and won an NBA title. So I think Derrick Rose is following that line of, you know, trying to build that confidence to see where he stands, see how far he can push himself without having to do it all by itself. You know, this is a team of all elite players, so he can actually just go out there and, you know, feel the motion and do what he needs to do when he has to do it. So, I like that Derrick Rose is playing. I just hope that it builds his confidence once the season comes, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not really, like I said, being just a basketball fan, I just hope that it doesn't backfire on those guys because he's a very big asset for the Chicago Bulls. Keeping on the NBA topic before we get to some NFL news, what's up with Kevin Love? Now Philly's getting involved in the trade talks? I mean,
No, I don't think it's Philadelphia getting into the trade talks. What it is that Minnesota is trying to look after players who they think would be a good fit to replace Kevin Love if Kevin Love is to be traded or, you know, once the season ends, just walk away from Minnesota completely. So I think what Minnesota is doing, they're looking at Philadelphia 76ers, Thaddeus Young, great left-handed talent, been in the league 4 or 5 years now, and they're just trying to make sure that they keep an eye on, you know, Plan B because, you know, Kevin Love is Plan A, and if he is to be traded or, you know, just walks away from the contract at the end of the season, Minnesota has to be ready to try to replace that guy. So I don't think Philadelphia is trying to make a trade for Kevin Love. I think Minnesota is more on the lines of looking at who they can replace for Kevin Love if Kevin Love is out of here. So, be looking out for that. It ain't over just yet. Kevin Love is still out there, and a lot of people are talking about what's going to happen. But as we can see right now, it's still at a standstill. So Minnesota better do as much as they can to try to look to the future with some other players on some different teams because once Kevin Love is gone, it's all going downhill from there.
Yeah, it's not looking pretty good. I'm just very intrigued about some other free agents that haven't been picked up yet and people not being signed. So we'll see. We definitely will see.
Yeah, and you know, it's gonna be hectic in the beginning, but we'll definitely see how that plays out. Let me ask you this: Byron Scott and the Los Angeles Lakers have agreed to a deal, 4-year deal worth about $18 million. What you think? $17 million. What you think about the Lakers hiring old Byron Scott to be the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers? Does it mean that that he's an improvement from Mike Brown and Mike D'Antoni, or is he going to be in the same boat that those two coaches were in previously?
Well, I don't understand why you know, I know Byron has to eat, but he keeps taking these impossible jobs and impossible situations. Hopefully it works out. Good thing that he has, I wish he would have got a fifth year just so he can eat, you know what I mean? Because right now, him going to the Lakers, let's look at it, dude. Let's be realistic. Sorry, D-Mac, but I don't see them getting to the playoffs. That's number one. Number two, okay, hypothetically speaking, they do make it to the playoffs as an eighth seed. You have a lot coming next year with salary cap, and hopefully guys will fall into it. But I think guys will go there after the Kobe regime. I hate to say it, but guys don't want to play with Kobe. I'm talking about guys who want to rock too. I mean, there's been plenty of opportunities where people could have went to, you know, and said, man, I want to go to L.A. I want to go to L.A. and play with Kobe. But no one has stepped up and said, I want to go to L.A. No one since Shaq
has gone to L.A. Well, that was the beginning of the millennium when L.A. was hot. I mean, there was only two places to be, either Atlanta or Los Angeles, and not because Atlanta was a hot sport team. It was just because it was Atlanta, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I give it to you. You know, back in the day, everybody wanted to be in one of those two places. Now, it's either you want to be in South Beach or you want to be wherever LeBron is, but that's either here nor there. So, I mean, I feel you, but I don't know if there's any other players out there that want to play with Kobe at this particular point, knowing that Kobe's going to take over the game. You know what I mean? So they better get it right. They forgot who was the boss in town around this job, yeah?
Exactly. You already know. Man, it's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. 347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little football. Look at I just swept the Giants. Oh, man. Super producer T-Row and L Boogie. Let's go.
No response. I just flipping. Pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice. The third time is the charm. You want to conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. When a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that, when I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther, don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, 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 yo, yo, I see my friend. first murder in the hall. If you must know, I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your lad. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dick. I get word through the street like Batman and Sprint.
Oh man, it's hot on this Monday. The rain and all that is still panicking. Taking a train. A lot of people still are in limbo or not in suspension of Ray Rice. Some guys are holding out. You signed a kind, and I want to talk about that. You know, you in the street. So you signed a 5-year contract. It's in your third year. Now all of a sudden, I have to hold out. Why are you holding out? You signed that 5-year deal. Why do we have to keep going back to the board and you haven't played out the contract yet? I don't understand that, bro. I don't understand that. It's the streets, man. What's going on with that? Why do players hold out and they're only in the third year of a 5-year deal? And just think, some of these deals are second contracts. You already earned your stripes during the first one. You made your second contract. Now you're in the third year of it. Now you want to, you know, you want to go to the table and say, hey, I'm worth more. Pay me. I need more. Some of these guys, I don't understand. I think they need to relax on that. They need to do like Fred Joe said. They need to lean back. Lean back.
Yeah, you know what it is, El Boogie? I think the only two players that are deserving of a contract extension after their second year, third year in the league. Well, actually, after just their second year, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to say Andrew Luck is one, and your boy, world champion quarterback, Russell Wilson. Those are about the only two guys that deserve a contract extension right now or deserve more money than what they're getting. Because, honestly, I didn't believe Andrew Luck would be as good or better than Peyton Manning in his first 2 years as far as numbers and as far as wins and losses go. I really thought Andrew Luck was going to have a lot to prove, and he's done an excellent job of proving that he can win games. He has 10 come-from-behind wins already. He's only been in the league 2 years, going on his third. Got his team doing things that we really didn't see Peyton Manning have his team doing until 5-6 years later, when Peyton really became Peyton Manning of the NFL. And there you have Russell Wilson. Nobody thought Russell Wilson was going to do what he did. Oh, he's too short. Oh, his hand's too small. Oh, he can't do this. He can't see over the line. Yeah. Man, look. The only thing this dude can do was win out and win a championship in his second year. And I'm telling you, L. Boogie, I thought Cam Newton was going to be one of those type of players who was going to be able to, you know, to pull out, do like somewhat of a Michael Vick in his first couple of years, but I was wrong. Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck have been the two guys, the two quarterbacks, who have managed to not only stay healthy, but just keep their teams in contention. And if anybody thinks that Russell Wilson is going to fall off and have his slumping years now, it's not going to happen. Russell Wilson is here for the thick of it, and he's going to continue to do what he's doing. So the only two people that I can say right now comfortably that should be getting an extension or getting extra money on that check, it would be Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck, as far as I'm concerned. Everybody else, you just going to have to sit there and wait. Wait, you know these people got to – you got to play up to your contract, El Boogie, and I think the only two quarterbacks or the only two players in the last two seasons that have done that besides an offensive lineman or defensive lineman would be the quarterbacks that I just mentioned. So anybody else, you just wait and play till you can get that type of money. If you ain't playing and got those stats for that, just sit back and relax. We don't need to hear that, especially the street, because me and El Boogie go get in. What you think about that, El Boogie?
The thing about it, Ross, is that I agree with you. A guy like Russell Wilson in his second year in the league, won a Super Bowl, I think he should have the right to have his contract negotiated. But on the flip side of that, you got to play out the contract. Nobody thought they do what they do sometimes as far as they exceed expectations. You don't go back every year to renegotiate a contract. That's not fair to either parties. So we don't produce to go back and what else? We let you get them. So I'm very intrigued about that. I wish that some of these guys don't do it. It's bad for the game because, like I said, you didn't know you were going to exceed it. And then, like I said, for an example, your first year, you do well. Second year, you do well. Third year, you don't do well. What if they want to come back to the board and say, "Oh, we don't want to pay you. We want to do an extension, a re-extension." So I'm not in favor of these guys in the third year of a five-year contract wanting to renegotiate. You know, especially after sometimes you don't do well, and you know, so strike while the kettle was hot. I understand that, but it's just a balance to me. So only certain guys deserve, you know, let's go back to the drawing board. You do it consistently, and okay, every 2 years you might want to negotiate to, you know, make cap room for people or something like that, but I'm not high on that, man. You know, the T.O. stuff, him all in the driveway, you know, doing the push-ups and sit-ups. You and your agent, y'all signed that contract. You signed it. So, you know, people can say what they want, but at the end of the day, you know, you signed the contract. So that's how I feel about that, though. They signed the contract. Yes, man. You know, you got Vernon Davis wants to hold out. But the people who's holding out, you know, who's going to be going for the finishers. Who are you? You used to come off the bench, man. You're a lineman. Are you kidding me? So I don't understand that. But who else is holding out on us, man?
Man, you got Marshawn Lynch holding out. You had your boy Jordy Nelson holding out till he was able to sign his little 4-year, $39 million little deal, which is great for the Packers. I think that he was, you know, he is the key piece to you guys being successful over there. And I just think that by him signing his deal, that got you. You know, it might get you to Glendale. Don't want to say that because you're an NFC rival or NFC foe, you know what I mean? But as long as you got somebody like Jordy you know, out there doing his thing for AR, it's a good look. You had Jamal Charles, who was also out there holding out, but Jamal Charles decided to go ahead and show up to camp after he and the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to a 2-year deal. And, you know, hopefully Jamal Charles will pick up right where he left off last year and continue to help his team make it to bigger and better things with the new coach and the new system over there. You got a lot of other guys out there who are, I'm not going to say hold, you know, your boy Andre Johnson, he showed up, but he's still holding out. So I don't know how to, you know, talk about that with Andre Johnson. I honestly, I think Andre Johnson's going to be out of there, L Boogie. I can't, the more I think about Houston and the Andre Johnson show, I think Houston is making a big mistake on not paying this guy. He is one of the top guys that should be paid. Just this almost looks like the Arizona Cardinals and the Anquan Boldin situation. You got all this talent. You know you need to pay him, but then you just gonna keep your lips closed and you're gonna keep your pen sitting down on the desk. You ain't gonna pick it up and put that right number on there, and then this guy gonna leave you and somehow, some way, get to a Super Bowl 2 years in a row and win 50% of that. So, I mean, hey, Houston, go ahead and let him go. Because, boy, I can tell you, Dallas really needs a wide receiver, man. We got Dez, but Miles also left. So we need somebody to replace old good old Miles, you know what I mean, L Boogie? So I'm just saying, if they don't want it, hey, 4 hours down the road, there's some song in your helmet, baby, and you can just come on and do what you do right down the road, you know what I mean? So, hey, Texas, you better get it right. Because if you let Andre Johnson go, I feel bad for Arian Foster, and I feel bad for whoever your quarterback going to be. Because they going to get their ass lit up if you don't have Andre Johnson on the field doing what he does. Do they not know that that's the franchise over there at number 80? What's wrong with them people?
I don't think he's the franchise anymore. I think the franchise is J.J. Watts and Jadeveon Clowney. I think they're the franchise right now. I don't even think Arian Foster is the franchise.
That's just defense. We talk about you got to have somebody on the O.
I mean, you got to have somebody on offense, but they don't. And this guy is but you know what I'm saying? They don't. So you got to, you know, put your hat on something and remember, even though he doesn't play offense, he is or you know, coming up the number one player pick in the 2014 draft. So we'll see, and he's the face of the franchise and could be the face of the NFL. You know, got today.
Yeah, you just got that. So you better hold on tight to that. I mean, we all know what Jadeveon can do. But for right now, offense, you got to, you know, you let, oh, man, I don't want to see that happen, man. They let Andre Johnson go. It's over, El Boogie. It's over.
Yeah, we know, like I said, we know they're rebuilding. But I still think that they'll be okay as far as the defense. One thing, if Arian Foster stays healthy, I know that was a big if. If he stays healthy, with their defense, if Brian Cushing comes back healthy with those two guys up front, you might have something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you might
we just might.
So I'm not it's going to be very, very interesting to see what they do week one against the Washington Redskins against RG3. So it's going to be real interesting.
Well, I can't wait, because that NFC East, even though, you know, I don't like the other teams that contend in our division, I still need them to go out and do some dirt.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens or whatnot with those guys. And also with the NFL, man, like I said, Brandon Lloyd, ex-New England Patriot, he's been around the league a lot. He's locked on with the 49ers. Wow, again. You think that's a good pickup for Colin Kaepernick?
Anytime you can get somebody who can catch the ball and run good routes, El Boogie is always a great pickup. Right now, San Fran, whoa, boy, they in a world of hurt. They lost Kendall Hunter last week with a torn ACL out there in training camp. And then, you know, right at the end of the week, they lost. Well, they didn't lose him, but he's only going to be out for a month. But LaMichael James, the other running back, the backup running back, he dislocated his elbow in practice the other day. So I'm just saying, El Boogie, 49ers need to get as much help as they can get. Maybe not wide receiver, but they may need to take in on a running back. Because Michael James is going to be out for about a month, and we know how the elbow is. If they don't hit you on the legs, they definitely hit you up top around the elbow arm area. So you in San Fran, you got to look for another tailback, man. I know you got that boy Marcus Latimer back there, keeping him under wraps, keeping him quiet. But, you're going to need somebody else out there because
The 49ers
might be all right. They might be all right, El Boogie. They got them boys back there. So we'll see. We'll definitely see. If Carlos Hyde keeps his hands off women, we'll see what he's. No, I'm just glad. I'm just saying. That's what we do, man. WWBO radio player. You know, I'm just saying.
Yes. Speaking of keeping your hands off women, once again, Ray Rice's name is in the news. People are really disturbed about two games. Ray Rice, I think it should have been a little bit more. After thinking about it over the weekend, Ro, do you hold your stance? What do you think about that?
Hell yeah, I hold my stance, El Boogie, because I'm telling you, man, I've been saying since this story has been reported about the two-game suspension, it don't matter if it's your first offense, it don't matter if it's your very last offense. Roger Goodell is confusing, man. He leaves us in limbo at times. He wants to come down hard on those with the simplest problems, and then he wants to come soft with some pure evidence that everything can be shown to you live. I really don't understand. He suspended the New Orleans Saints players and coaches for a whole year and didn't even have full evidence of a bounty. He suspended Ben Roethlisberger for 6 games. And this guy wasn't even convicted. No evidence. And he got 6 game appealed and went to 4. So you're telling me that just because Ray Rice is supposed to be this stand-up guy, he's been in the league all this time, has one slip-up and you only give him 2 games? Like, what? No, man, like I said Friday, but look, Kite told me that when this type of stuff happens, they suspend you for more games than what's normal because they know that that the player is going to appeal. Once the player appeals, then he stays with that number of games that he's suspended for. Ben Roethlisberger was suspended 6 games 3 years ago before the season started and had it reduced to 4 games. That's what the minimum should have been for Ray Rice. It wasn't anything different. Well, actually, it should have been 8 games where he can appeal to drop it even further down. Dude, all the evidence was on Ray Rice, and I don't got, man. Hey, Roger Goodell, you're confusing me, guys. And that's the only thing I have a problem with, El Boogie. All the evidence was against Ray Rice, and he gets 2 games. Ben Roethlisberger, you just heard about it through the window. It wasn't even use a word. It was, like you say, El Boogie, is his word, her word, and then there's the truth. We didn't even get it. We just got 6 games suspension, which was reduced to 4. This dude gets 2 games, and he only has to appeal. What? What the? I'm confused, El Boogie. I am just confused.
I'm confused as well. And I don't want to see, I don't want the world or our audience to think that I'm condoning this because I'm not. Okay? But at the same time, I'm saying this. There was video that was not shown, that was not leaked out. Whoever Ray Rice's lawyer is, I need him on later dates if anything happens with me, regardless of whatever it is. And it definitely won't be a situation like this. But let me say this. It had to be some in that video for the NFL and the attorneys and the state of New Jersey to not take it to trial, to drop the charges, and just to have two games. It had to be, because there's no way you see a young lady coming out of an elevator, pulled out of an elevator, unconscious, and you only give them two games. We've given guys and suspended guys, and definitely let him rest in peace, my man, wide receiver for Cincinnati, who used to play with West Virginia, Henry. And he was giving alcohol to underage individuals. And we suspend him for like 8 games. But this is putting even more words of bodily harm because it's a woman and you're only giving two. Me, the word two, it just doesn't sound well. Now, if he said three, that sounds better than two, doesn't it? So, I'm very, am I understanding? Yes, because like I said, it was other parts of that video not shown. And I'm thinking because it wasn't shown that they didn't maybe want to show her, you know, being very violent on him. So we don't know, and I know the phones are ringing off the hook right now, wanting to give their take on this. I just got some kite shit to me. But you got to understand, if we're in the world of social media and being things being available to us, this wasn't one of them. Like I said Friday, we saw the Jay-Z in the elevator video, but we didn't see the Ray Rice in the elevator video. Streets talking. Woo! So, man. Streets is talking, sports talk radio, we're talking hip hop. Say your boy T-Bro and a boogie. Oh, man. Ooh, when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about Major League Baseball. Oh, man. Mr. Palmer up in Tampa Bay, he's not happy with me talking. You got to show him up. San Francisco, what happened? So it's more LA Dodgers fan than I think it was. Dodgers, Giants fan. Oh, we're going to talk about that. 347-855-8896. A friend, tell a friend. Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, let's go. WWDO.
A night. Hey. Oh, what? A night. Yeah, she a bad bitch. All jokes aside. Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Let's do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down, down. Chop that ass down, chop, chop that ass down. Yeah. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down, yeah. Drop that ass down. I look no back chance. At it. Whistling Dixie, middle school, I was getting head on the 10 speed. Gigolo bloodline, pimping the hereditary. Black on 28, it remind me of February. Say you can vote with me, that would be never wearing. Dead ass rapper should've came with a cemetery. I am so cold, nigga like Ben and Jerry. Feel a nigga, deal a nigga, kill a nigga, obituary. My vision blurry,
These bitches flirting. I've been drinking all night. I think my kidney's hurting.
Damn.
So I close the curtains on the 62. Her ass will knock your ass out. You better stink and move.
Bro.
Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. To do a threesome, you gotta intervene. Her legs so sexy when I'm in between.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Still, she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that ass down. I look back at it. She do it like she do it in the mirror. Be cautious, the booty is bigger than it appears. She speed it up and slow it down like she's switching gears. I'm looking for the baddest one here. I tell her like, do that duck, do that duck. You gotta stretch it out, girl, move that duck. She bend it over, touch her toes when she toot that duck. Like hut one, hut two, girl, who back there? Who back there? I'm back there. I could take a step back and send my cognac there. Picture perfect body, that's a Kodak there. And I make a nigga feel welcome like a domestic there. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. The roof is on fire, so what, I'm high. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. That's a bad bitch, all jokes aside, that shit go.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She start talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Do it in the mirror, like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror.
I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down, drop that ass down. Now look back at it.
Oh yeah, we back. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8896, WWBO Radio, what we do, baby. Don't nobody do it like us. Hashtag, you cannot work us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, WWBO.
What's up with your boy Justin Blackman? Is he in the same boat with Josh Gordon, man? They rolling together, man. The Blues Brothers.
Man, I guess so, L Boogie. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's just crazy. First you hear about Josh Gordon and his little marijuana little situation, and now you got Justin Blackman, who is the wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars, pulled over in Oklahoma City. Just pulled over in Oklahoma. You know he went to Oklahoma State University. Got pulled
right down in Stillwater.
Man, right down in Stillwater. And had that good Maruchi on him, L Boogie. Had them stinky cigarettes on him. And, yeah, he's already up under suspension with the NFL. And I just can't believe that Justin Blackman and Josh Gordon are having issues with this drug, man. And like I told the sports officials yesterday, I understand that there are players who literally do drugs, and you know, some of them think that helps them in some certain situation. And I got to thinking back, L Boogie. I can't say anything about Josh Gordon or Justin Blackman for the simple fact that I loved and I still love the wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys that played, you know, his time in the 90s, man. And good old Michael Irvin, you know, he was on that white stuff. He was on that Christina Aguilera. But every Monday, you knew what you was going to get from 88, dog. So I'm just saying, if a player feels like, you know, that type of drug helps them get to where they – you know, I'm just saying, Lawrence Taylor, look, I don't know if these guys are really under the influence during the game, but, hey, it wouldn't put it past me. You know, some of these guys do a lot of things before they, you know, actually get out in between the lines. I remember Richard Dumas used to drink a 12-pack and a gallon before he would even, you know what I'm saying, help him get in between the lines. This was during the finals when he was playing against Mike, and it wasn't like he was He was out there tripping over his shoelaces and not knowing what was going on. He was out there really giving it to people. So I'm just saying, there are people who are out there. There are athletes who do perform, I guess, better under the influence. But I just hope that these guys can understand that the money that you're making with the NFL, NBA, or whatever sport that you're playing, it's better than the drug that you're trying to take part in, man. It supplies you so that you can afford to pay for the things that you, for your extracurricular activities. So understand this if you're listening to me, players and athletes out there. If you're going to do it during the time that you're out of season. Don't get caught when you're in season. I'm speaking to you from the truth. I'm speaking to you from the heart, baby. This is the truth. Listen to me. Be a smart dude. If you're making $80 million on your contract, only do it when you're supposed to do it. Don't be stupid and think that you're bigger than the game's logo. You're not. You can always be replaced as a professional athlete. It's not guaranteed that your job is secured for a whole season. You can be cut tomorrow. It don't matter. If them people, the GMs, the upper level management people see you getting out of line, they gonna fire your ass. It is no different than any other people that are out here working on a day-to-day basis, L. Boogie. So with that, man, I hope that Justin Blackmon and Josh Gordon can get it together because these guys are great at their positions. But we're not gonna ever see it. I mean, we saw Josh Gordon last year. But Justin Blackmon, we see it every now and again, but we just need you to concentrate more on what your craft is more than the extracurricular activity. So, L. Boogie, let me ask you this. Where do you think these guys are headed if they continue to pick the drug over their career?
Wow, that's a good question. I think our guys are not thinking with their head, but thinking with their money. You know, I remember when we was young, our parents would tell us, "Don't think with the one head, think with your smart head." But I don't think they're thinking with neither one. I think they're thinking about the money, just because they can, and I think they think they can buy their way out of situations. And then being competitive guys and being an athlete, thinking that, hey, it can't happen to me. It might have happened to L. Boogie, but it won't happen to me. I'm too smart for that. I'm too good for that. A lot of these guys think that they can handle it because they are a professional athlete and they're competitive and they think they can beat any and everything. Alcohol, 100 billion to zero. They will never lose a game, never lose a fight. People get addicted to these things, and it's just that they'll never lose it. I'm looking at the situation with these guys, and we're not condoning it. Let's not get it twisted to what T-Roll's saying. He's saying, if you're on vacation, then okay, vacate. You're grown. But let's not make this a thing where before games, after games, or it's such a point where we are in your business. The streets should be in your business. So sometimes, you know, when you do things, it shouldn't be seen, or like you said, it should be done at certain times and certain situations in your life. But these guys, because of the type of lifestyles that they lead, and see, people don't understand, yes, it's a job, but you have a lot of free time. And when I say you have a lot of free time, that means that you're in different cities every night. You might want to see that city. after practice. You might want to have a drink. You might see something soft, as we would call it in the streets, a young lady. So things happen. People don't know what's going on. But I do tell you this. They need drivers. They need some good people around them to tell them that it's wrong. Hey, man, I got you. You just chill in the passenger seat. Hey, man, let's do this before we even get out of here. So it's a big thing that happens in the league. I would say some things because I know some people and guys situations, but I'm just in the streets and I'm not gonna put it out there like that. But it's a lot of guys. Richard Dumas being one of them that Ro talked about. But see, Ro doesn't, you know, he doesn't play anymore. That was, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. But we're talking about guys that do recreational drugs that come out and play and give you 30, and you won't even know it.
That's how they get down.
That's how it happens in the streets. You saw the movie Flight. It's just like that with some of these guys. You wouldn't even think it. You wouldn't even think it. Man.
No. Nope.
We about to go to the commercial. When we come back, man, we're going to give a shout-out to the guys who made it to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Like we said, we're going to talk a little baseball. And, it's crazy, it's frenzy on this Monday. Man, El Boogie, T. Raw, the Streets Talk Sports Talk Show. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girls. Man, let's go.
That it's hard to know just where you're at, where you we get high. Crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue.
You know
like
when you're
Saint
down.
Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp.
You come from the bottom.
Fly,
you at your lowest.
That it's hard to know just
there's only
where
one thing
at.
I can do.
We get high.
Stimulate your mind, girl, it's Friday, you ain't got shit to do. I put you on to some real shit, if you ain't scared to take a hit or two. Stay away from that Reggie, can't deal with them middlemen. Who gives a fuck if he keep them clean? You can't ride on them little tins. They say they got it, they ain't got it. They don't seem to feel no guilt. Got peanut butter but no jelly, got cereal but no milk. Where I'm from, that's a half-ass nigga. Half of the time, old half-ass nigga. Mad cause they can't get down with the team, still sitting at the end of the draft-ass nigga. Getting high on these low-lifes. Dead to chumps, give them no life. Cut them loose, keep your knife. Don't meet a hoe and make her your wife. Don't make a hoe your husband either. Hard to win the game when you're playing with a cheater. I be telling them that you can't change niggas. Better off keeping that change for the meter.
We get high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
How high? Just came from the OG, man. My eyes so red, man. That M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm talking about pimping. Been since pimping, since been pimping, I'm talking about don't near another motherfucker. Say that near another, Tell him no more, Mr. Nice Guy. You hoes way past half-baked. If I got paid to hear chicks lie, would've made more cheese than Kraft make. And these niggas be acting up, RiRi must be serious. Wonder what the shit hitting for, real niggas is curious. These niggas stuck on my old joint, already know how to hop pill. Let a chick know she is not low, even though she in high heels. 600 for the gas, that ain't nothing but a hot bill. Bitch, don't be a hot kill, you know over here.
We get high, high, crazy blue, like they know most five love so sharp.
Man, that's dedicated to Justin Blackman, man, and my man Josh Gunther Gord, man. I know. It's the streets are talking, and we shouldn't put him out here like that, but hey, when you being a big dummy, we're going to treat you like a big dummy, man. My age is not your age. If you want to get in the ring, we can get in the ring. Ain't no problem with that, Lee. For real.
And you know what, L. Boogie?
Yes, sir.
I know you talk about football players, but you might as well throw a Major League Baseball player in that category, too. Old San Diego Padres. Outfielder Cameron Maybin, 25 games suspended. Failing the drug policy. Hey, I'm that mad at the move from football to baseball. What's going on, L. Boogie?
Man, I don't know. I tell you, man, a lot of guys are taking advantage of the situation. They're not understanding that they have it good. They really don't. You know what I mean? They really don't.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, they don't understand.
Who are they hanging around, L. Boogie? Who are your friends? I mean, hey. If you wanted to get suspended, all they have to do, I mean, come on, man. Just smoke it right in front of your coach's face if you want to get suspended. I'm just saying. That's just dumb, L. Boogie. But, L. Boogie, before we go any further, man, before we jump into the asylum, man, I want to give you a quick street sweep, man. Can I go ahead and give you a quick street sweep real quick, dog?
All right, no question. Let me hear the sweeps in the streets, baby.
All right, man, we're going to get it started. Before we talk about baseball and those guys that made it to the Hall of Fame, you know, let's talk about this, man. We had the winner of the Tour de France over the weekend. It was a guy from Italy. Dude from Italy was the first guy to win it since 1998. The dude's name was Vincenzo Nibali, straight out of Italy. You know, we've been having them Swedish guys and everybody else, Americans, try to take over. But every American that won the Tour de France been dead. Good old Lance Armstrong putting that dirty water in the boy, I tell you. And over the weekend, L. Boogie, not only did we have a Tour de France, but, man, we had the Ultra Marathon. The Ultra Marathon, dog, lasted, well, for the winner, 23 hours and 52 minutes and 55 seconds. You think you could have done a marathon for a whole day, L. Boogie? The winner did it in under 24 hours. And his name, it was a 135-mile ultramarathon. Congratulations to the American, Harvey Lewis, for doing it. I thought it was going to be an Ethiopian, one of them Africans, Nigerians or something, to do the ultramarathon and win it. But an American won it. Crazy for running for 23 hours and swimming and biking and doing all that. You know what I'm saying. Good old MJ say, you know, I don't own number 23. So if LeBron want to wear 23 in Cleveland again, he can do so. Thank you, Mike, for letting the world know that you don't own number 23. You just made it the most popular number in all of sports. I'm just saying, everybody wants 23 nowadays. The Dallas Mavericks have signed Jameer Nelson to a deal, so we happy about that. The young incoming freshman for SMU, his name is Emmanuel Mudiay. L. Boogie, instead of going to SMU to play up under Larry Brown, guess what he's doing? He say, I'm out of here.
What are you going to do,
though? He going to China. What? Look, 17, 18-year-old kid going to China to play for a one-year deal worth $1 million. So congratulations to you, Mr. Emmanuel. Instead of having to fight for your meals, you'll be able to pay for your meals. You just got to, you know, get you some Rosetta Stone over in China. Matter of fact, don't even get Rosetta Stone. Just hire you a translator
So that way he can tell you everything without you even have to blink an eye. You don't even have to worry about what they say. They can just tell you. You know, your boy Tony Dungy had to change his statement the other day. He came out and said, I wouldn't have drafted Michael Sam. You know, I just wouldn't have. But boy, the media blew it up. The next day, Tony Dungy on TV talking about, I would have drafted Michael Sam. I'm just saying. Yeah, man, the media, L Boogie, got people changing their statements nowadays all because of a homophobic guy in the league. Ain't that some guy? Boy, I tell you, boy, I tell you. In other news, L Boogie, your boy Josh Gordon, he hired an attorney. The attorney's name is Maurice Suit to help him with his 1 year, you know, suspension from the league. If anybody don't know, if nobody knows who Maurice Sue is, dig this. Maurice Sue is an attorney who helped your boy Richard Sherman a couple of years ago on his little appeal and ended up winning. And your boy Richard Sherman has been Richard Sherman ever since then. So needless to say, what we need to say about Richard Sherman and how he got down. So hopefully Josh Gordon can do the same thing after being suspended, you know what I mean? And Major League Baseball, L Boogie, we're going to talk about those who got inducted into the Hall of Fame class of 2014. But did you know this, L Boogie? Not only when they were inducting people on Saturday, but they also said this. Instead of your name being on the ballot for 15 years after you done to be eligible to get into the Hall of Fame, they cutting it down to 10. So Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and all Roger Clemens, all y'all steroid boys, it's going to be cut short. You better hope that the people who be picking the people to get elected either die or, you know, get a new whirlwind of life for some reason, because it don't look like y'all going to get in any time. You know what I mean? They just cut us short. And then the NBA is also talking about extending the NBA All-Star break from the little four-day weekend, L Boogie, that you get to 7 days. So I think that'll work as well. I think a week is long enough for these guys. You got to get the NBA a little bit of time to chill out for a minute. Major League Baseball and the NBA are the only two sports that have the All-Star break that ain't worth nothing. As soon as you get done with the All-Star break, you go right back to work. So I think they need to expand that a little bit longer, give these guys a break, man, so they can relax and chill with their family during the All-Star break. It ain't gonna hurt to put those two or three games after the All-Star break at the end. I mean, we already playing in June anyway. But that's your street sweep, straight from the streets, man. It's your boy T-Ro, L Boogie. Hey, man, are you excited about the Major League class going in? You had your boy Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, Frank Thomas, Joe Torre, Bobby Cox, and your boy Tony La Russa to go into the 24th class of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. What's your thoughts about that, player? Were you happy? I know you're happy because your boy Joe T went in. Talk to me about your boy Joe T, dog.
Man, that's my guy. I called him the Phil Jackson of baseball during that era when he had to manage so many personalities, so many stars, Mario Rivera, Bernie Williams, Derek Jeter, Paul O'Neill, David Justice when he came over. You know, when we always get a high-priced guy, you know, to help us get over the edge or whatnot, or coach up a guy like Scott Brosius, Aaron Boone who hits, you know what I mean? You got to pull strings and you got to motivate guys. So I was very, very enthused about my man getting in. I'm glad that Glavine and Maddux got went in with their manager. And I'm glad also that they got a ring. They deserve it. Bobby Cox, 15 straight. I should say 11. Was it 15 or 11 straight?
11
straight, 15 overall. 11, division titles. Very consistent. Always took up for his players by getting ejected because he took up for his players. He loved his players. So I'm happy for this class. I now want to get back to what you said about Barry Bonds and Mark Aguirre and those guys, and I'm going to say this, and you can say what you want. Barry Bonds goes into my Hall of Fame regardless of steroids or not. He's still a Hall of Famer in my book. He's one of the best to ever do it, if not the best I've seen with my eyes. And they can say steroids enhanced it or whatever, but, hey, when you start letting guys, you know, get away with it and it wasn't being tested, you know, what can you say? So I'm not upset about the steroid era. It brought baseball back. Also, it wasn't being tested. Can't get mad if it's not being tested, man.
Right.
So,
and that's the thing.
I'm very,
that's where I'm at, El Boogie. Baseball was, you know, the last league to, you know, test for this. And when all the other leagues were testing for it, we were all on Major League Baseball, and they were the only ones that were saying, don't worry about our sport. We're going to be all right. But then when they uncorked the cork on the wine bottle, it just exploded in their faces. And now they are the most hype up on, you know, talking about this steroid and trying to be so strict with it that they're actually messing up the game. Because, I mean, you know, at first we had, it was all about Pete Rose and how he's not in the Hall of Fame as the all-time leading hitter in Major League Baseball, and now you have the all-time leading home run leader that's not going to make it as well with Roger Clemens. I mean, it doesn't make sense, L. Boogie, that these type of star players that they were during that time are not going to be able to get in this Hall of Fame, and they have every right to be in the Hall of Fame. I agree with you 100%. Barry Bonds is in my Hall of Fame. Hell, I would even put Mark McGwire in there just for the simple fact he told y'all straight up, and then he ain't said a word since. So, hey, you a big dog in my status, Mark McGwire. So it is what it is. These guys need to be in the Hall of Fame because they did make baseball better. And if it wasn't for Mark McGwire or Barry Bonds, we wouldn't be so hype on the long ball. So I just don't understand it, and I hope they get it right. I hope these guys are able to get in later. But it's going to take a drastic change for the boys to get in.
Yeah, it really is. It's a travesty, man. It's a real big travesty, and I'm very not happy with it. You know, like I said before, I really wanted LeBron to wear 32 because I wanted him to be the first player to get two jerseys retired from one organization.
I don't think they could have retired 23 just yet because they burned so many of them. Is there any 23 jerseys left? I know they are a hot line up on the production line right now, but I think they got rid of that first one, so they had to get new ones printed up real quick. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. But I don't think Mike. And I agree with Mike saying that, you know, he doesn't own the number 23. I understand what your boy, you know, LeBron's trying to show homage. You know what I mean? So, you know, I agree with that, and I like it. You know what I mean? I like what he did, but, you know, let's get right into the asylum, man. Let's get into our brother D-Mac real quick, man. He got to do some things, you know, in the streets. So let's bring, you know what I'm saying, our brother D-Mac in right quick. Yo, D-Mac, you on the line, man? You there?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
What's up with the film? Oh, man.
Chilling, man.
Hey, there's a lot of talk going on about this, about the NFL season. A lot of players are holding out. Some players are now showing back up. Due to the fact that they got a contract extension, it looks like your Lakers finally got their coach. What's your thoughts about Los Angeles hiring Byron Scott to become the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers this season?
Well, it looked like Kobe got what he asked for. At first, I remember they were talking about, you know, Kobe can't call no shots, and we were saying the same thing. I remember L Boogie and y'all was like, you know, hey, man, Kobe got to just do these 2 years and, you know, ride it on out. You know what I'm saying? He shouldn't make that be able to make that decision. But at the end of the day, it looked like nobody ain't even want to go to L.A., you know what I'm saying? Probably because of Kobe, probably because the Sun ain't trying to put no squad together. But, I mean, Byron Scott, he's Showtime, you know what I'm saying? He was part of the whole Magic and Kareem era, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I still think the Lakers not going to be that good, you know what I'm saying? I mean, them guys might not even make the playoffs coming out of West, you know what I'm saying? The West is stacked, and the Lakers is not stacked at all. But them getting one of their own homebred, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely good.
That's what's up. Your boy Josh Gordon then hired a lawyer, Maurice Sue. He helped Richard Sherman appeal. Helped Richard Sherman win his appeal a couple of years ago. Do you think that's a good look for Josh Gordon to hire that type of profile attorney to help him with his 1 year suspension?
I mean, at the end of the day, him hiring an attorney and stuff, I mean, I guess that's because he realized that he's going to lose some money. But at the end of the day, man, Josh Gordon need to, you know, hopefully his attorney or somebody and the people in his camp can get that dude some help. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's going to take for him to lose a couple $1 million and for the team to seem, for the NFL to seem like they're going to blackball him to get his act together. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, I don't think nobody's pulling for the young man. They're pulling for him to get help. You know what I'm saying? Because he's young and, you know, he can make some noise in the league, and he's definitely good for the Browns organization. But, I mean, he got to be willing to make them changes. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm thinking he's going to get suspended for the season or at least 8 games. You know what I'm saying? I don't see why it would be nothing less than that or they would let that guy even play.
That's what's up. What's your thoughts about Ray Rice only getting 2 games?
I think that had to do something with the law, though. I'm not for sure. Maybe because he ended up marrying his wife, you know what I'm saying? Ray, as far as I know, never been in trouble before. And, you know, he's not going to appeal the suspension for what I'm hearing. And, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to give people second chances. You know what I'm saying? I don't know all of the story. I don't know if you guys know. We don't know if he knocked his girl off for real. But, hey, I'm sure that dude ain't going to make a mistake again. He's not a Josh Gordon. You know what I'm saying? He married his fiance. He's in counseling and everything. And I think Ray Rice is definitely sincere with his apology. And, you know, he realizing that he, you know, upset a lot of his fans and stuff, man. And I think, you know, he's going to bounce back from that big. You know what I'm saying? And I think Josh Gordon needs to take a page out of his thing. You know what I'm saying? Josh Gordon needs some mental help. You know what I'm saying? He needs better people around him. You know what I'm saying? His foundation is not solid. You know what I'm saying? We all make mistakes here and there, but we got to get up and bounce back. But Josh Gordon is falling down numerous of times. You know what I'm saying? With Ray Rice, he done fell down. He's in anger management, domestic violence classes and stuff. And, you know, they say him and his wife is doing real good. So I think that's because he married her. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he probably wouldn't have married her, but he got to look at the millions, probably got to look at the jail time. And, you know, I've been learning a lot of stuff the last 4 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Your spouse can't testify against you for some reason, you know what I'm saying? So that was a smart move on that guy, man. But, you know, the 2 games, you know, he needed. Hopefully he can bounce back because he had a garbage season last year. So, you know, he work hard and train hard. But, man, I'm really looking forward to this football season, man. I want to see what these Browns going to do. Green Bay, looking at them pack, man, they making noise, man. They realizing that, you know, they got to sign some of these players what they doing, L Boogie, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for the pack to make some noise. I'm looking for my Saints to make some noise. I'm looking for the Browns to just compete. Just compete. That's what I'm looking for them to do. I don't know about them Cowboys, though, man. They're not talking good about them in the media, Chief.
Hey, man, don't you be disrespectful about them boys. You know, we just play until, you know, hey, 8-8, man. That's all I got to say. It might be 6-9. Well, I ain't going to say 6-10. I'm going to say 7-9 at the lowest. 8-8 to be exact, because we mediocre, man. We just, you know, we good on paper. We just ain't good when it's time to play it out. I'm just being honest. I'm just saying.
Okay. But what else? I don't know why they keep making a big deal. I'm tired of LeBron James in the media, man. I'm a fan now, but I'm tired of, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, number six, I mean, you wear number six, you wear 23. What the hell, man? You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but a number, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. At the end of
what are you saying? Now,
I know you're tired of
LeBron James news, and so since you're tired of that and you live in Cleveland, are you tired of Johnny Money news? Do you think he's going to start week one? From my little kite, they told me that Hoyer did pretty good today. Johnny was a little inconsistent, still learning. So what do you think? Will he be starting week one, D-Mac?
No, he will not, sir. Johnny Money will not start week one. They going to roll with the Hoyer guy because Johnny Money, you know what I'm saying, still got a little ways to go. We're learning the offense and everything from what I'm hearing as well, you know what I'm saying. But because of the schedule that the Browns and them have and a competitor that Johnny Money is and what he can bring to the Browns with his mobility, Come week three, come week four, if Hoyer is not doing good or putting up the numbers that they want, I think it's going to come from the head of the organization, put Johnny Money in. You know what I'm saying? Because right now he got the number one sales and jerseys. I used to go to training camp every year. I used to take my boys and stuff. We used to go. But this year, just because of Johnny Money, you got to get online. You have to order your ticket just to go. It's millions and millions of people there. And, you know, I'm not going to get a chance to take my son, Mikey, to go see training camp this year because it's hectic, man, and it's hectic because of Johnny Money, man, you know what I'm saying? So I say come week three, week four, if we looking, you know, down and it's not looking good, I think the head of the organization is going to be like, throw him in.
Yeah, I like that. I like what you're saying. I do believe Johnny is going to be, you know, part of the Browns organization for a long time. It won't start off as quick as he wants, but I think in due time, if Brian Hoyer is not able to do what he did last season, the fans are going to be where or how Johnny gets on the field. It's almost a replay of how Tony Romo got on the field with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, we had Drew Bledsoe back there at the helm for a couple of years, and when Drew, I mean, he wasn't even having a bad season, but at the same time, fans knew that there was a fresh talent sitting on the pine, and they wanted to see the fresh talent. That fresh talent was Tony Romo. Even though he hasn't lived up to all of the hype, he still got his chance, and that's how I see Johnny Money getting on the field in Cleveland. It's going to be a fanfare. He's a fan favorite, like you say, number one sales on the jersey side, and he hasn't even taken a regular season snap yet. So we'll see a lot of Johnny in the preseason, which I think will hype the fans up even more. And then, you know, I'm like you, week three, week four, they're going to be begging and cheering so loud
that the coach is just going to have to give in. There's nothing else that he's going to be able to do. He just going to have to give in and put all number two in, you know?
But I truly think, though, with Josh Gordon out, you know what I'm saying, unless we have a receiver in our running game, you know what I'm saying, we have a nice running game. I mean, our line don't look bad on paper, but without a go-to receiver, I don't care if Hoyer, Johnny Money back there, unless we get a receiver that truly step his game up and help these guys and we get our run game going, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if Johnny Money back there, L Boogie back there, D-Mac back there, T back there. It does not matter, man, you know what I'm saying? Because Josh Gordon really hurt us big time. And as you see, Sammy Watkins is making a little noise in training camp and making awesome catches and stuff, man. And, you know, we could have had that guy on our roster, but, you know, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's time for those players to compete and don't worry about Josh Gordon if somebody step up to the plate, you know what I'm saying? But I think you have to roll with Hoyer. You know, I'm one of those people that don't believe that, you know, injuries do that. I mean, that helped for Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying, with Drew Bledsoe when, at the same way when he was in New England. But, I mean, let Hoyer come, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what he got, because they saying, from what I'm hearing, and, you know, the streets is talking that the dude is looking good in training camp. He been looking good. They saying he's healthy. L Boogie know about, you know, those major injuries and stuff. Let's see if he can, you know, truly bounce back. But if he don't bounce back, because at the end of the day, this is LeBron James and Johnny Money City now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. And we're going to see. And people going to get, I mean, well, we got five preseason games. So we're going to get to see a lot of Johnny Money. You know what I'm saying? We're going to really get to see if this guy ready. You know what I'm saying? He might go up against a couple of the first teams, you know what I'm saying? But hey, let's see what he do against a second team, and if he and I think preseason at the end of the day is going to really determine who's going to start, because I still think it's still up in the air based on the head of the organization and the fans. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to see number two on the field at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, buddy, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, they do want to see number two. They do want to see number two. And also, let's just think about this. It's always the second year when you really get your legs up under you as far as an ACL. You know, the first year you come back, it's just, you know, you're a little scared, a little skittish, I should say. And now, you know, you're worried about if you're going to re-injure it again. Let's just look at RG3 for an example. He went down. He came back last year. Wasn't that productive. Very nervous.
Not at all. And so, we all said that, too. I remember we all said that he was going to be the one that had that sophomore jinx, too. And you're right, LB.
Right.
A lot came. That injury, man, he was real timid. He played real soft, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't himself, and the same thing might be for Hoyer, but, hey, we got a good backup that can come in and hopefully, you know, do the damn thing.
Oh, he's going to do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to send a shout-out, man, to my man Jeff Gordon, man. You know, I know y'all be all over the place, man. Y'all do the golf, the tennis, and everything, man. My man Jeff Gordon, man, he pulled it out yesterday, man. That was big. That's like my favorite NASCAR driver, man. You know, I'm all over the place like y'all, man. I love all. I mean, I don't know if we can call race car driving a sport, but, you know, I like watching it when it's like 10 laps left, 4 laps left, and them guys fighting,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Jeff Gordon is one of my favorite all-time NASCAR drivers, man. And he pulled it out yesterday, man. I was happy to see that, man.
Yep, and that was
the
Brickyard 500. You know, that's one of the big ones. He used to win there all the time. He finally
right.
got his fifth victory there. It's been a while since, I want to say, 1999, early 2000, since the last time he won at the Brickyard. So,
right,
you know,
right.
Big shout out to Jeff Gordon doing his thing,
man,
pressing over 100 miles an hour to get that victory.
Hey, he was making love to them bricks yesterday, man. That dude was so happy. Man. I'm like, damn, bro. Get up, man.
Hey, that's what you do when you're happy.
Hey, he was kissing the bricks more than he was kissing his wife.
His bricks going to put more money in his pocket than his wife.
Yeah.
Well, Boogie, I see you ready for war, man, and everything, man. That Achilles ain't holding my big breath down at all, dog. You got the fatigue cast, man. I ain't never seen. Only you can pull that off, L. Boogie. That don't stop you from nothing, man. I'm like, L. Boogie about to still get on the court, man. And who with the fatigue cast, though, man? I see you on the social media, Boogie.
No doubt. You know they go to the special room for Boogie, man. You know what I mean?
I see that. So,
yeah.
Hey, y'all see we about to have a Floyd 2 fight, man. You know what I'm saying? I think Floyd gonna take it to dude this time though. You know what I'm saying? I really still want to see him get in the ring with Pacquiao. The streets is talking, man. They talking about 2015, man. Him and Pacquiao might get it on no matter what. You know what I'm saying? But Floyd about to get in the ring again, man. And you know, I wish it was him and T.I. though. You know what I'm saying? In a straight street fight. I love to see that. Hey, I said street fight. I ain't say put the gloves on, T. I said street fight. They the same size. They weigh about $1.50 soaking wet. Street fight, not a boxing fight. You know the streets,
right,
man. The streets. When we on the streets, everything go, man. They can hit somebody with the bell. They can push the ring girl into it. They can bite, scratch, pull, man. I don't know if Floyd ready for that, man. I know he's from the D and all, but I don't know, man. That country grammar dude might have some form in the street fight.
I don't know, man. When you've been, you know, taught this lesson from the time that you was 2 years old on how to put some hands on somebody versus, you know, just a regular street cat, hey, man, I think my boy Floyd would get T.I. I like T.I., don't get me wrong, but, you know, T.I. just a rapper, right? You know, he done some things in his past, but, you know, I don't know if he could deal with a Floyd. And when I was in Vegas, I did go to Chinatown, man. I passed by where Floyd be working out at, man, but let me tell you, it was so thick. With so many people around the gym, man, you couldn't even find a parking place down there in Chinatown, Las Vegas. So, passed by the gym. It was about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. It looked like they were shutting down because there was a lot of people just hanging out. And yeah, man, didn't really get a chance to walk up in there to pay my respects, but I did pass by the old gym, and they looked like they had just got done getting it in. So. It is a lot of talk when I was in Vegas, a lot of talk about this fight coming up in September about Floyd, and everybody is talking that Floyd is going to dominate this fight more than he did the last one. You know, it took from about the 5th round to the 12th round that he dominated, so people are saying that it's not going to take that long for Floyd to get hype and get ready for this fight and take over. So I'm with you, D-Mac. A lot of people talking about Floyd and this fight coming up in September and how different it's going to be. So, yeah, be looking out for that.
Yes, sir. Hey, what's going on in baseball, fellas? Y'all know I don't get to watch the tube that much no more, man. How are Yankees looking, Boogie?
Well, we're very inconsistent. We have a lot of our pitchers are not doing too hot. All our aces are scheduled to have Tommy John surgery. So it's going to be it's going to be real tough.
We ain't going to get to see DJ in the playoffs this year. His last go round is not looking good.
Hey, I'll tell you this. You just might, L Boogie. The Yankees right now are tied for third place in the AL. They 54-50, tied with Toronto right now, who actually they're playing a 3-4-game series against. So don't be surprised, man. Your pitching just might be able to come back. Well, besides CeCe, we know CeCe is done for the rest of the season. But
Don't be surprised, man. The Yankees are hanging on. They're above 500 right now, looking good in the AL. You know, like L Boogie say, the pitching is suspect right now because of some of the guys that you have injuries to. But hey, if you can continue to win two out of four every week, hey, you just might be able to step on into the playoffs and send Jeter out with the, you know, it'd be another commercial coming out for Derek Jeter by the time playoffs start.
Right, man. I just want to see Mr. November one more time before he go out in the playoffs, man. And I love to see that, man. I love to see him, you know, just go out, man, and at least make the playoffs, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't want him to go out without making the playoffs. But like you say, but I ain't know that, man, that our whole pitching staff was out of commission, man.
Yeah, we not
that's
looking.
What y'all get.
Yeah, we not looking too hot, and, you know, that's why we went and got the guy from San Diego, because we needed a bat, because we played, just think of this, we played against the Texas Rangers last week. It took us 14 innings against a pitching staff like that, no offense to you, Ro, to score two runs, man. So, and they're down 20-some games in American League West, so if you can't put up more than two runs in 14 innings, man, you're in trouble. You're in trouble.
Hey, but you ended up winning the series, so that's confusing to me. So I don't get that either.
Right. I'm very. It's going to come down to the wire with the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's going to be a very interesting race with those teams coming down to the wire. I hope both teams get a chance to make the playoffs. If not winning the conference, the other will, make it as a wild card. So, because both those teams are entertaining, and they got pitching. And, I would love to see that. I'm kind of tired of seeing St. Louis Cardinals in the San Francisco Giants in the NL. So I'm looking for another team to do something.
It ain't going to happen. One of those two teams are going to be repping the NL again, but you know what it is. It's been that way for the last eight seasons.
Hey, man, them Dodgers ain't looking bad, man.
They didn't look bad
exactly.
Last season. They got swept.
Yeah.
This is a new season right here, man.
I feel
not only
you.
New
feel
season,
you.
But also Moises, Yasiel Puig, his second year, hopefully making it to the playoffs. A lot of these guys were inexperienced, so they got a taste of it. Hopefully this year it'll be a little better. You know, guys like everybody in the outfield who plays outfield need to step up, point blank. Matt Kemp, Crawford, and Puig, and Ethier. Those four guys need to step up. If they want to get traded and get more money, you got to play well. You play well, you get paid, point blank. Streets, big.
Right.
That's y'all like the squad that the U.S. basketball team putting together? What y'all think of that?
That'd be all right.
I'm not too fond of Derrick Rose playing just on the strength that he might step on the iPad and he'll be out for another 8 weeks. So I don't want him playing any type of basketball unless it's with the Chicago Bulls. Other than that, I don't think he should be playing with the U.S. team. I like to pick up a Paul Millsap.
I don't think he deserved to be there, Boogie. I don't think he deserved to be there.
What?
That's my point exactly. He shouldn't be there. Not only should he not be there because of injury.
John Wall got in because Kevin Love said he didn't want to play for Blake Griffin or somebody, and that wasn't right. I mean, John Wall been balling the last two seasons. We ain't seen Derrick Rose in 2 years.
Well, John Wall just really had a good consistent year this past year. Guys like Kyrie Irving, they've had consistent 3 years of just putting up numbers. John Wall has not been to an All-Star game, but this just past year, Kyrie Irving has been to two. Derrick Rose has been the face of the NBA. John Wall has not ever. He's just now starting to get his just due, which is deserving. But we just going to have to see what he do this year, because last year was his first time playing a whole complete season. I mean, everybody has about 2-3 games off, but this is the first time we've seen him do well consistently. I ain't going to say he don't do well. I'm just going to say consistently, just like with Kyrie Irving. These guys get hurt nowadays with all these explosive games and, you know, they do all this stuff. So it's going to be real interesting to see what he does. So Paul George, guys like that, we'll see if they got enough dog in them to win the league, or I should say win the FIBA, because I think we're in trouble, to be honest with you. I think we're in trouble. We don't have nobody that can shoot.
Hey, Boogie, is it true that the Cavs trying to get Ray Allen?
Yes, it is. They're trying to get Ray Allen, but the parameters haven't been worked out yet within the contract. But it looks as though it might happen. But I don't know if Ray Allen is going to want to take the pay cut or the cut in the minutes as well. So it's a lot of things going on from what my people has been telling me. But, you know, it's 50-50 on the deal getting done.
Man, cut in minutes, he's going to be the best shooter on the court. We ain't got no shooters.
Yeah, it's salary cap issues.
We'll definitely see.
They went and got broke back Mike Miller, man. What the hell?
All he got to do is stay right for 16 games, man. He just got to stay right for 16 wins in the playoffs. That's all they need. He's the new Robert Horry for Bronny. You know how guys have knuckleball pitchers, like R.A. Dickey, he got a certain catcher. So he always going to have a job, that catcher. So you got guys like Mike Miller and Ray Allen, and good thing Shane Battier retired, or he would have been coming too.
Right.
So you got guys who LeBron likes to just play with, and, you know, like pitchers, like certain catchers to catch their games. And that's what it is with LeBron. He just like those certain guys that he found during his championship run where they stand up and make plays for him as far as catching and shooting. So you can't knock it. You can't knock that.
That's what it is. D-Mac, you got anything else before we move on to the asylum, big homie?
That's it, man. I love y'all, man.
Man, you know what it
is.
I
love you too, big dog.
D-Mac. Man, you know we appreciate you.
I wish you a speedy recovery, man. You get back on them 2 feet, man. You're my prayers. You too, T.
Appreciate it, baby.
No doubt. When you going to slide by, man, you know I'm at the gate, man. You got to slide by the hood.
I got you, baby. I promise I'll be through sooner than you know.
Got you, no doubt.
That's what it is. That's Big Brother D-Mac, man, keeping it real and live. You know how we get down. L Boogie, before we go to a quick break, man, I want to say what's up, man, to my mama. I see my mama checking us out this evening. Want to give a shout-out to my pops, you know what I mean? All Park, Texas, stand up. You know what it is. L Boogie, WWD Radio. I love that, man. I love the way how that roll off the tongue, man. It's what we do, radio, man. It's Monday. L Boogie, how you feeling over there, baby? You on them pills?
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm feeling great, man. Shout-out to my oldest son, man. Today is birthday, so, you know what I'm saying? Happy 24th birthday to that guy, so. He's doing his thing up in Seattle, so peace and love, no doubt.
Happy birthday, W!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, man. 347-855-8896. When we come back,
you already know what it is, man.
You already know what it is. Go get back into the asylum because it's hot. So don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, man, let's go.
That's what we do.
WWDO Radio. All day long.
We down south on that West Dope. Got an OZ of that OG. And ain't shit for sale. I'm smoking like I'm smoking. Ain't got shit to do, might as well. Hell, sail down sunset. I ain't have fun yet. If I can't find a dime, I might have to call a bitch. Gotta keep a show pussy. It's better than no pussy. I think ahead, that's why I'm ahead of most of y'all slow rookies. Women, weed, and weather. Send us back to that cheddar. My team gon' eat forever. Them hog niggas so clever. Trendsetters, stay fly. Every day I stay high. Bitches flagging down the marrow when they see me pass by. Burning rubber. At home known as a heavy clubber. Super Toby, I can cut her, but don't never ever love her. Bought this mother from the Kush smoke in my car. On papers and filters, I'm trying to put down them guards.
Killer Cali gon' get blown. A couple stacks might get thrown. Ride foreign, ride slab. That candy blue, that tan rag. It fall back, that trunk up. We come down, we
come up.
We bangin' screw in that Swisher house. That Ryan C, that Michael White. Side hit Scott, kill the lot. Say doin' shit that your nigga not. I ride blaze in 84s. But catch me up in them super posts. Or maybe up in them 100 strokes. We move around in that super sport. Nigga, ain't no lie, we did it. Real life shit, this ain't no gimmick. Really get chicks, really hit these licks. And I really came through when hit your bitch. My paint be candy, cup be white. Put that purple in that Sprite. Did that way before that hype. So we the ones you wanna be like. What a G like, see that be me. Still underground, ain't on TV. But I fuck them hoes, that's on TV. And pass that bitch like CP3. Can't be weak, we them hoes. Hit the boss and the young outlaw. Flyest motherfucker that you ever had saw. Style so rad, cause I'm that raw.
We
got
a good world with a twisted hip hop, and we're bringing you the street. We bring you the sports from a street perspective. The sports is not the same when you're talking with L Boogie and T Row.
Street.
Oh man, you in the streets, baby. You know what I mean? We back in the asylum. And before we get out of here, man, we're gonna take another caller, man. You know, we pressed for time. We got about 10 more minutes. So, Ro, who we got coming in, Max? Man, who we got jumping off,
man,
right quick?
Man, you know what it is. The host with the most, man, holding on the line with us, man. Straight from the sports officials, man. You know, the big brothers, T-Dick, OG, the scorekeeper, Mitch, Nilly Neil. Man, it's just going down, you know what I'm saying? So we got the host with the most to rep with us on the last few minutes that we got. Yo, big brother T-Dick, you on the line with your boys?
You know what, we do radio. You know, we might have to set a...
Yo, you know what it is.
Hey, we got to set a precedent. We got to set a precedent. From now on, what we do radio come first. That's what we're going to do. Hey, you know what? When I was listening to the show, and I know we got 10 minutes, I'm about to run it real quick. My son listened to it on the iPad, and he don't want to talk, but he said, T-Roy like the Cowboys. I said, yeah. I said, he needs to play every time somebody talk about the Cowboys? I said, what? He's playing Wiz Khalifa. Hold up. We them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up. We making noise. I said, man, if you don't get out here, he said, no, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. I said, okay, yeah. But, you know, that's an 11-year-old talking. So
yeah,
I'm
going to
tell you this,
look.
Though. Number one jersey is Johnny Manziel. You know who's selling more jerseys than Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers at the number six spot? Michael Sam, Rainbow Warrior, got a number six jersey in the NFL right now. So don't be confused about those, man. I just want to hit on a few things in the NFL y'all were talking about. Deserving to redo their contract, Andrew Luck. Ro, you say he need to redo his contract. He deserving of it? Hell no. He was the number one pick taken overall, man. He won one playoff game. You know what I'm saying? And that playoff game he won was a lucky game. I'm not disputing what you say, Ro, because he's a hell of a quarterback. I'm not disputing that. But he won one playoff game, and it was a lucky game. You know what I'm saying? Kansas City blew a, what was it, 21, 28-point lead? They blew that lead,
gonna
man.
I was going to say it was in comeback fashion, you know.
Hey, but you know, it was a hell of a game to watch. It was very exciting. It was what, like 48-45 or something like that?
Right.
Great game to watch. You know, but Russell Wilson, they got to redo his contract, dog. He was a third-rounder. He's a Super Bowl champ. He a brother. His 2 years in the league are identical stat-wise. Look it up. Anybody listening, look up his stats. You know what I'm saying? Ron Jaworski, you know, he always go in on talking about he got the defense, this defense, that, and he'll take Foles over Wilson. Man, that's just a salt team talking over the chili. You know what I'm saying? You can read in between the lines if you don't know what I'm talking about. That's the salt team talking over the chili. Let me just tell you that right there. I can tell you this, man. Andrew Luck, Ryan Tannehill at number 8, Brandon Whedon at number 22, Brock Osweiler at number 57 by the Broncos. All of them were taken before Russell Wilson. All of them were taken before him, man. All of them. You know, were taken before Russell Wilson at 75. And I'll take Russell Wilson at 75 and 13 picks later at number 88. You know who else I'll take? Nick Foles. You know what I'm saying? He was taken. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll take him. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you this, because as soon as he get loose out of Washington, 14 picks after Nick Foles, you know what I'm saying, at number 102, Kirk Cousins. I take him, too. You know what I'm saying? So all that hustle and bustle, man, before we know it, dog, we're going to look back at this draft, man. This is, what, 2012 draft? Before we know it, we're going to look back at 2012. That was a hell of a year for quarterbacks, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you that. Man, bro, I heard you also, I'm going to pick on you today, man. I heard you talking about them burning the 23 jersey, LeBron jersey. Man, the same three white dudes that they showed burn that same damn jersey. They ain't show nobody else. It was the same three white dudes holding up that jersey. The dude lit it on fire, and they dropped it, and they watched it burn. The same three drunk-ass white dudes outside of some damn Cleveland bar, man. But, man, it is what it is. But let me ask y'all this. I just want to pose a question real quick, because, you know, I'm going to get in and get out. I know I got, like, 9 minutes left now. I'm going to get in and get out. You got your car. You're about to drive in into the auto mechanic shop, okay? And here are two mechanics standing in front of you. One mechanic is a 6-year mechanic. You know what I'm saying? He's this great mechanic. You know what I'm saying? Your friends told you about him. You know, he do what he do. You know, he been on TV and the commercials and everything. And then next to him is another mechanic straight out of auto shop school. It's his first year fixing on cars. Which mechanic are you going to take to fix your car? Which one are you going to take, Ro? The 4 or 5 year mechanic or the 1st year mechanic, fresh out of mechanic school? Which one are you going to take?
I got to go with the veteran. He's been there long enough to know exactly what everything's about.
You goddamn right. Which one you going to take, Boogie? Which one you taking?
I'm taking the veteran.
Okay. So let me ask y'all this. Why in the hell is Nilly Neal and all his other Cavalier fans want to take Wiggins over Kevin Love, who is a double-double machine, 26-12, 25 years old, been to the Olympics, won a gold medal? You know what I'm saying? He's a low-post player, power forward. He can shoot the three. He got the best outlet pass in the game since Dennis Rodman. Why in the hell you want to take a damn Andrew Wiggins over him? You tell me. Somebody tell me that. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to be stupid if you ain't paying attention. Now, the only thing I can say is the Cavaliers got to be a little bit dumber if they're giving up a lot. To me personally, I'll give you Wiggins at number one, and you give me Love. The boy is 25. By the time he's 30, LeBron will be 35. Kyrie will be 27. We didn't want two or three titles, maybe one. Matter of fact, I take that one title. That's one more than we didn't have since 1964. I tell you that right there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I take
stupid
that one.
Stupid ass, stupid does. I take that one. Stupid ass, stupid does. I jump back to NFL right quick. Gordon and Blackman, Josh Gordon, Justin Blackman, chronic over the money. I talked about it yesterday on the show. I'm going to just say it real quick right here. If you're from Cleveland, you know what monkey paw is. But you know what monkey paw is, right? You heard about the monkey paw.
Oh, yeah.
The monkey paw. They made a song about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, Ro, you heard Bone sing about it. You heard Bone sing about Hydro. Hydro.
Yep.
You heard about it?
Yep.
Water, the river me slaughter. Come on, dog. I just want to know, like, I'm going to ask y'all this. We don't know what the hell they put in that weed today. They call it loud. But what
right.
the hell is it? What the hell they put in there? And you say, get some good drivers. You're supposed to get some good folks that's around you in your circle. Because I heard y'all talking about it. Get the good folks in your circle. But black men ain't going, they ain't got no good folks in their circle, man. They ain't got none. They leeching.
Right.
So they just see the money. They want the liquor. They want to smoke. They want to get the girls. They want the hotels. They want the gold chain. They ain't like LeBron boys. LeBron got the good circle with Rich Paul,
right.
Maverick Carter. He made them his business manager. You know what I'm saying? He made him his agent. You know what I'm saying? His childhood friends. Them the real homeboys. Them
right.
his homeboys. It's a difference between your homeboys and the leeches. And they got to pay attention.
Right.
And moving on to baseball, we all talking about Bonds and McGuire and Sammy Sosa and how baseball capitalized. It wasn't just baseball who capitalized off of it. Nike did, too. Because Nike said, chicks dig the what? Y'all remember that slogan?
The long
what the chicks
ball.
Did? The long ball. Chicks dig the long ball. So between me and Ro and Neil and Boogie and Scorekeep and everybody else, Bonds, Canseco, McGuire, Clemens, matter of fact, we go back to Charlie Hustle and Pete Rose. They should all be in the Hall of Fame right now. I'm going to tell you this right quick, and let me make it real quick. I heard the music.
Go ahead.
Charles Johnson, wide receiver, 6'2". They got him from Green Bay, Boogie. I'm a Green Bay fan. They got him from Green Bay. He in Cleveland right now, 4'3", 40. Watch out for that dude right there. My gym, I'm going to tell you, my gym did that run right now. John Chase Green. He played for Georgia Game Elite. They beat the defender, the number one player out of Virginia yesterday. You know what I'm saying? They got to watch him right there. They got to watch out for this kid right here. His name is Jaylen Brown. Play out of Wheeler. You know what I'm saying? Same school Sharif Abdul-Rahim went through. They went to Cal, played for the Hawks. Then the Neal played against him. You know what I'm saying? Also, the chick that played on hit the floor, the little chick that everybody hates, the little mean chick, she was one of my cheerleader coaches in Hayville, man. One of my cheerleader coaches. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to watch out for them, man. I'm telling you, we get it in, man. What we do radio. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do it, we going to do it. You know why?
We
this
don't
is
do
what
it.
We do. This is what we do. See y'all on Friday.
Yes, sir.
No
See
doubt.
Y'all on Friday.
No doubt.
L Boogie, shout out.
Go ahead, Ro. Give a shout out. Well, first of all, I want to give my shout out. You know what I'm saying? First of all, shout out to God, man. Letting us get this going, man, no doubt. And, you know, even though, like I said, I went to the doctor. And, you know, I'm still going to be here. You know what I mean? Special shout out to God. Shout out to my son. Once again, his birthday was today. So happy birthday, Deontay Wiggins. You know what I mean? So we love you. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, to everybody on Huff Avenue, Cleveland. Big up, very good Marshall. My man, Carlton Bragg. You know what I mean? Top. Fourth player in the country, man. No doubt.
That's
what
it is,
bro?
Man. Quick shout out to everybody checking us out on the web. You know what I mean? Everybody out there traveling for the summer vacation, trying to get back. Get it in. Get back to where you belong. Man, it's nothing but the streets. North Park, Texas. Los Angeles, California. Cleveland, Ohio. That's how we get it in, man. Everybody stand up. And give a shout out to, man, high five the person right next to you, because that's love for the streets, man. And we love y'all, man, and we going to get with y'all Friday. You know what time it is. It's going to be the first of the month, L. Boogie. It's going down.
Oh,
we
love
y'all, man, straight for the street. Yeah, we see y'all. We'll holler at you on Friday.
Yeah.
fuck up in it. Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bag to see, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they're slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat.